Jodie Foster, Generation Z can be really annoying to work with. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 8, 2024. Actress Jodie Foster said in a recent interview that members of Generation Z can be really annoying to work with, and that she hopes she can help rising stars learn how to relax. "They're really annoying, especially in the workplace," Foster told The Guardian in a recent interview. "They're like, 'Nah, I'm not feeling it today, I'm gonna come in at 10:30 a.m., the actress added. "Or in emails, I'll tell them, 'This is all grammatically incorrect, did you not check your spelling?' And they're like, 'Why would I do that, isn't that kind of limiting?'" After being asked what she thought young people in the industry needed to know, Foster said, "They need to learn how to relax, how to not think about it so much, how to come up with something that's theirs. I can help them find that, which is so much more fun than being, with all the pressure behind it, the protagonist of the story," the Silence of the Lambs star added. Elsewhere in the interview, Foster, who noted that helping young actresses navigate the entertainment industry is important to her, revealed that she had reached out to The Last of Us and Game of Thrones star Bella Ramsey, who she said is a good example of an actor emerging in a new vector of authenticity. "I reached out to Bella, because we'd never met, and said, 'I want you to introduce me at this thing, which is a wonderful event about actors and people in the movies, but is also very much a fashion thing. Which means it's determining who represents us,'" Foster said. The Taxi Driver star went on to say that the event organizers were very proud of themselves because they've got every ethnicity. "And I'm like, yeah, but all the attendees are still wearing heels and eyelashes." Bella, who gave the best speech, was wearing the most perfect suit, beautifully tailored, and a middle parting and no makeup, Foster said of Ramsey, who considers herself gender non-binary, a new trend among members of the younger generation. Foster then talked about a time when she, what The Guardian called, challenged pervading gender stereotypes in her own family. "There was a moment with my older one when he was in high school, when, because he was raised by two women, three women, it was like he was trying to figure out what it was to be a boy," Foster said. "And he watched television and came to the conclusion, 'Oh, I just need to be an asshole. I understand. I need to be shitty to women and act like I'm a fucker,'" the accused star added. "And I was like, 'No. That's not what it is to be a man. That's what our culture has been selling you for all this time.'" You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.